We welcome you this morning to the Let the Bible Speak program. I'm glad that you've joined us. On the program this morning, I want to answer the question, why is it that people do not obey God? We need to obey God. We need to obey His Word. But why is it that many people do not do that? In Romans chapter 2 and verse 8, Paul talks about those who obey not the truth. He says that they're going to receive God's wrath and indignation and tribulation and anguish. They do not obey the truth. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul talks about those who do not obey the gospel. They're going to receive the vengeance of Christ, and they're going to suffer punishment and eternal destruction from the face of the Lord. So in Romans 2, Paul talks about those who do not obey the truth, and in 2 Thessalonians 1, he talks about those who do not obey the gospel. So I asked the question this morning, why is it that people do not obey God? And we want to answer that, and in answering that, we want to encourage you and all of us to obey God. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey Him. Hebrews 5, verse 9. We've got to obey God. We've got to obey Jesus. We've got to obey the words of the Holy Spirit. And it's just very plain in the Bible that we have to obey God. Samuel told Saul back in 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Saul had not completely obeyed God. And to obey is better. So why is it? What are some reasons? Well, this is certainly not an exhaustive list. You might be able to think of some others, but I just want to mention a few this morning on the program. First of all, many people will not obey God because they do not believe that they're lost. They do not believe that they're living in sin. They do not believe that there's anything wrong with their life. They may not even believe that there is a God to obey, such as the atheist. They believe that their life is fine. So they don't need to obey God, even if there is a God. Well, of course, Paul writes in Romans 3, verse 23, in the Bible, which many people today do not believe is the Word of God, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3, 23, and the wages of sin is death. Romans 6, 23. So, we do have sin in our life. When we get old enough to violate the Word of God and recognize that, there is sin in our life. But there are a lot of people who just don't believe that they're lost. It reminds me of the two men that went into the temple that Jesus talks about in Luke chapter 18. One said, I thank you, God, that I'm not like the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice in the day. I give tithes of all that I get. But the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say unto you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be humbled, but he that humbles himself shall be exalted. We'll talk about pride later in the lesson. But here's someone who's willing to admit, I'm a sinner. So until we admit that, until we admit that we're failing to do God's will, there's sin in our life, there is a God that I need to obey, I'm certainly not going to obey God. So I need to come to terms with the fact that I'm a sinner and I need saving. And that's going to take place through obedience. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation unto all who obey Him. I've got to recognize that I'm lost and I need to be saved. But I can think of another reason why someone would be not willing to obey God. Why is it that people do not want to obey God? Well, number two, many are unwilling to submit to authority. Today, the authority that God has given for all mankind is in Jesus Christ. In the Mount of Transfiguration, in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, God said, "Hear ye him," speaking of Jesus. We have to listen to Jesus. "All authority," Jesus said, "has been given to me in heaven and on earth," Matthew 28, verse 18. In the last days, which we are in, God speaks to us through his Son, Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. And we must submit to that authority. But people have an authority problem today. They're rebellious. And it really starts in the home. They learn to rebel against authority in the home and get by with it because parents are weak and they're not disciplinarians. Then they go to school and they learn to rebel against authority. And then they get out on their own in society and they continue to rebel against authority. Well, they're not going to bring their lives under the authority of God and his word, the scriptures. They're not going to do that. And God's word, in particular, the new covenant, the new testament, is his will and covenant for all mankind today. They will not submit to that. They reject that because they've learned to go through life not submitting to authority. And there's a lot of people that are rebellious and they will not come to Christ. They will not come to God. They will not obey. For them to obey means that they need to submit to get underneath the authority of God and Christ, and they're not going to do that. They're going to be their own God. They're going to worship themselves. They're going to follow their own words. And Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 1, where there were the Greeks and the Romans of his own day in the first century that took that approach. I'm not going to worship the Creator, capital C. I'm going to worship the creature, the creation, small c. I am my own God. I am my own authority, my own truth. And we still have that problem today. So number two, people are not willing to submit to God's authority as it is given to us today through his Son, Jesus Christ. But there's another reason why someone may not want to obey God and obey the gospel. Again, Paul talks about those who do not obey the truth and those who do not obey the gospel. Jesus talks about a broad way that leads to eternal destruction or hell fire, and many are traveling that way. So clearly, there are many people who do not want to obey. What are the reasons for that? It's certainly not they don't know who to obey or what to obey. God has made himself known in creation and throughout the world. His scriptures have gone all throughout the world. The Bible is the most popular book in the world and has been for a long time. And yet, people will not obey. So it's not a lack of knowledge. It's not a lack of availability of knowing the Word of God. You can get a Bible anywhere and everywhere. There are other reasons for it. Let me mention a third reason that comes to my mind, and that is people will not obey God because they do not love the truth. They do not love the truth. And this has always been the case. There's an Old Testament story back in 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 8, where a prophet came to Ahab, and Ahab said, "I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." People do not want the truth, and they turn aside to people who will teach them something completely different. And so they're not going to obey the truth. Paul talks about that in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3, some will have itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth. We've got to remember that even Jesus was rejected, and the Apostle Paul was rejected, and the Apostle Peter and John and others, people did not want to hear what they had to say. Paul talks about those who do not love the truth in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. He writes, "For this cause God sends them a working of error that they should believe a lie, that they all might be judged who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." The proverb writer in Proverbs 23:23 writes, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Hold on to it. But people don't want it. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." But many people don't want to come to God through Jesus Christ. They don't want that way, that truth, and that life. Have you ever known of anybody that didn't want to listen to the truth? And I'm not talking about the truth of God's word. I'm just talking about any truth. Sometimes a patient doesn't want to listen to the truth of what the doctor is saying. A student doesn't want to listen to the truth of what a teacher is saying about math or some other subject. I don't want to listen to the truth about what my mechanic says or a repairman says. We would rather shroud ourselves in lies and fables and deceits and things that comfort us rather than the truth. And many people certainly don't want the truth of God's word. When you don't love the truth, you actually hate the truth. And like Ahab, whether you verbalize it or not, he said, "I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me." Micaiah only spoke the truth. So that's a third reason why a lot of people will not obey God. Do you find that to be the case in your life, friends? You open up the Bible and it says something that you don't like. You open up the Bible and it requires of you something that you don't like. And I'm not going to submit myself to that. I want to surround myself by only things that I like. Well, that's a problem. And that's a problem for many people in the world. And then you compound that with, "I'm not going to submit to authority, and after all, I'm fine anyway, I'm not really lost, I'm good." And the devil, through these reasons, gets a lot of people not to obey the truth and to not obey the gospel. Similar to not having a love for truth, a fourth reason why many people will not obey God is that they don't like the one presenting the truth. They don't like someone that's presenting the message. Jesus ran into this. The Jews from time to time did not like him. Even before his crucifixion, there were different occasions. On one occasion, they wanted to throw him over the hill. There were different occasions where they tried to take him to kill him and to silence him. They don't like him personally. Matthew 13, verse 57, after Jesus spoke many parables, they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." There are people that are prejudiced in some way against the speaker. There's something about the speaker they don't like. We need to listen to Jesus. We need to hear him. God speaks through Jesus today, and his words are recorded on the pages of the New Testament. And we have to hear him. We have to hear what Jesus has to say. There is no other choice in the matter. I mentioned earlier, John chapter 14, "I am the way," singular. And we have to listen to Jesus. When Peter was preaching in Acts chapter 3, Jesus said, verse 23, "It shall come to pass that every soul that shall not hearken to that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people." Who is this prophet? It's Jesus. It's Jesus, and we have to listen to him or we will be utterly destroyed. And so what is it that you have a problem with regard to Jesus? It's not his looks. We're not told what he looked like. It's not his character. He was sinless in every way. It's not that he was a bad person. You can't dislike that about him. What is it about Jesus you don't like? Well, it usually boils down to what Jesus says. What he says, I don't like. And again, it's because he wants us to live differently than the way we want to live. Don't be prejudiced against the preacher. There were people who would not accept the truth because Paul was preaching it. They didn't like him. Something about Paul they didn't like. And something about Peter they didn't like. And something about one of the apostles. We've got to simply love the truth of what a person is saying. And a lot of times you'll hear that. Someone will try to bring the truth to somebody, and rather than obeying it, they will talk badly about the person that is doing the presentation of the truth. They will try to gossip about them or tear them down or try to come up with some problem with them, when in fact they just don't want the truth of the message. The gospel writers say that for envy, the Jews delivered up Jesus to be crucified. For envy. They didn't like him. They didn't like the crowds that were following him. They didn't like the fact that he was getting disciples. They didn't like the fact that people were following Jesus rather than themselves, the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. They didn't like him taking away their attention and their glory and their authority. And so they delivered him up to be crucified. Why? Because of envy. So people will have some prejudice against the one doing the speaking or the presenting of the gospel. Why is it that you, friend, are not obeying God? There are thousands of people in Clarksville, Tennessee, Montgomery County, and the surrounding areas that are not obeying God. You've got to stop and ask yourself why. And just because we go on every day not obeying and things are fine in our life doesn't mean it's going to be fine when we die or when Jesus comes again. And we can't just keep ignoring the fact that we're disobeying God. Things might be great at home, and they might be great in our personal health, and it might be great at work or at school, and I'm having a pretty good life. But you've got to obey God. And that's just the bottom line. Well, I obey the laws of the land. Great. I'm a good citizen in many ways. Well, we're not good if we're disobeying God. But I pay my taxes, and I drive the speed limit, and I show up to work on time, and I get my school projects turned in, etc. But we still need to obey God. And obedience to God is fundamental and foundational and absolutely required in our life. It's not optional. We must obey God. So why is it that you don't? Well, let's look at a fifth reason. Some people will not obey God and His Word because of pride. They will not admit that they're wrong, and they will not admit that they need to stop doing what they're doing. John the Baptist preached repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus preached repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3 said to the Jews around him, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father." No, John the Baptist, we're too good for repentance and baptism in the Jordan River. We're too good for that. We have Abraham as our father. Their national pride kicked in. Their physical heritage kicked in. And we don't have to make changes. So people fail to obey the gospel because of their intellectual pride or their social pride. I'm too smart for the Bible. I've got too many smarts. I've got a PhD and I've got a high IQ. Or I run in these well-known circles of Hollywood stars and athletes and Fortune 500 individuals and billionaires and millionaires. And I run in those circles. I'm not going to lower myself to obey the gospel and be baptized in water and humbly worship every Sunday with other salt of the earth Christians. I'm too rich for that. I'm too powerful for that. I'm too smart for that. I'm too classy for that. I've got my riches and my fame and my fortune. I'm not going to lower myself to do those kinds of things. So pride kicks in. I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 12. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, yet they are not washed from their filthiness. It's similar to that first point that I made where some people don't even believe that they're lost. They're fine. There's a generation that are pure in their own eyes. I'm reminded of Proverbs 14, verse 12. There's a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Obeying ourselves, obeying our own will, is different. It's not the same as obeying God's word and God's will. So some people just need to come down a few notches. They're high and mighty and lofty in their own little mind and in their own little world. And they need to grow up and mature and realize that they're in a big universe and it wasn't created by them. They're pretty big in their mind, but there's a much bigger universe and it wasn't made by them. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It was made by one who is much, much bigger than they are. And they would do well to learn that really quick. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And there's going to come destruction one day in eternal hell fire. There's going to be a fall one day in the judgment day. We would do well to humble ourselves now. But some people refuse to obey because of pride. Number six, some people refuse to obey because of false teaching that they have heard. And that false teaching keeps them from obeying the Word of God, the simple plan of salvation, or the New Testament church, how we're supposed to worship, how we're supposed to live each day. Some false teaching, some human tradition has gotten in the way, and they're following that, and they won't obey the simple New Testament gospel. Jesus ran into Jews of his day in Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. And so we need to follow God's commands, not the commands of man. We need to follow God's word, not man's word. We don't need to add to it. We don't need to take from it. We don't need to substitute something else for it. And so some people will not obey because they've already been told, whether in a formal religion, like a denominational religion, Eastern religion, or some other kind of religion or ism, they've already been told something else. And so when they open their Bible, they won't obey because this false teaching, this error, has clouded their thinking. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we've just simply got to listen to Jesus. Matthew 17, 5, I mentioned that earlier. This is my beloved son, hear ye him. Well, I've been listening to Jesus through all this other religious teaching. No, you've been listening to man. There's a difference. It sounds good. It sounds close. It sounds right. It sounds biblical. Well, my pastor said it. Well, that may not be true. My reverend said it. Well, that may not be true. The priest said it. Or Father so-and-so said it. Or the preacher said it. Well, it may not be the truth of the Word of God. So we've got to be willing to set aside those things. There were people in the book of Acts who became Christians, but they had to set aside, even the Apostle Paul, previous thinking, previous ways of being raised, and previous thoughts that you might have gotten from your parents or grandparents or a particular religion that you have been in. Even Paul had to change and become a Christian and begin to follow Christ. He had been following God as a Jew. But since the coming of Christ, all mankind are saved through Christ, he had to make that change and be baptized into Christ. There were Jews on the day of Pentecost that had to make a change. They were very religious. Sometimes people are very religious today, but you're going to have to make a change. And it might be based upon the false religions of man, Buddhism and Hinduism and Confucianism and Islam and Judaism. There's all kinds of religions out there. There's all kinds of denominations, Baptist and Methodist and Presbyterian and Lutheran and Catholic and Jehovah's Witness and Mormon. There's all kinds of religions, but they're teaching different and contradictory things. There's even the Church of Satan, Satanism. There's all kinds of man-made teachings that dominate and control people's lives, and they will not come to the truth. You've got to set all that aside and be a simple New Testament Christian in a New Testament church belonging to Christ. And then last of all, many people will not obey God or the gospel because they love the world too much. They may even believe in a God, but they love the world too much. The love of the world. And John said in 1 John 2:15-17, love not the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. There are people that love the world so much. The immorality that goes on, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, immorality, worldliness, alcohol and drugs and fornication, sexual sin, they're in love with the world. James says in James chapter 4, even Christians can have this problem. He says, know you not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? There are so many people that will not give these things up. They're running fast and loose, and they're enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. That's what Moses refused to be a part of in Hebrews chapter 11:25-26. But some love the pleasures of sin so much that they will not renounce it. Friends, you've got to obey God now before it's too late. There are many reasons why people do not obey God. Maybe some of these touched on the reasons why you're not obeying in your life, or it may be something else that we didn't even touch on. But for all the reasons and the excuses that people have for not obeying God, they will not suffice when it comes time to stand before God in the judgment day. If we can help you to obey God, let us help you do that before it's too late. Please contact us. Let's study the Word of God and obey the gospel while we can. Thank you for being with us on the program, and I hope that you'll have a good day.